Good morning.
早上好。
Well, the picture that you see here is a manger that would be used as a feeding trough for animals.
你这里所看到的，这是一个马槽，用来这个喂这个牲畜的。
And I think you can see a cross superimposed in the hay.
你可以看到一个里面有一个十字架在里面。
As before I get started, I wanted to say how grateful Nancy and I are for this last week.
在开始前，我首先要真是感谢过去这一个礼拜我和 Nancy 非常感谢。
Last weekend, the building was full of people. It was full of delicious smells and aromas, and just such joy.
上个礼拜六我们这里坐满了人也有那么多丰富的饮食。
It was both fun and funny and beautifully composed and performed worship.
非常美的这个时刻，大家的节目也非常棒。
We are grateful. So thank you for your participation in that. I'm beginning the sermon with the word fear.
今天我开始我讲到是用从敬畏这个词开始。
This is a strange word to begin the season of Christmas, but it's a very important word as well.
这个是在这个圣诞节快来到时候是一个非常好像有点不合时宜，但是非常重要的一个词，因为敬畏也是害怕恐惧的意思。
In Proverbs 9 verse 10 it says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
在箴言九章十节这样说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Fear here is to take God at his word. A wholesome dread of displeasing God is, I'll define that in just a second.
在这里敬畏耶和华就是说你要对他的话有敬畏之心，你要接受他的话
If you can imagine going before being accused of something and going before the highest court in the land, and here you are all by yourself with no attorneys, and there's the gigantic court and the big judge.
再想象一下，你如果被控告犯了什么罪，然后你要上那个法庭面对这个法官，而且旁边都没有律师为你辩护。
And you've been accused of the very worst things you could be accused of.
你所犯的罪是一个十恶不赦的罪。
And you know that that judge can not only throw you in prison, but he can have you executed for your crimes.
因为你的罪，那个法官可以把你终身监禁，甚至可以马上判处死刑。
But you know you're innocent, so while you're glad things are going to turn out okay, you still respect the court.
但是你知道你自己是清白的，你知道最后事情的终局是会好，但是你还是在这个法官面前，你还是充满了惧怕。
So the fear of the Lord is respecting Almighty God for who He is.At the same time, knowing that Jesus has made things right for you.
所以敬畏之心就是说，你在这个神的面前，你是胆战恐惧战惊，但是同时知道耶稣最后会为你会拯救你。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace in our lives.
天父，我们感谢你在我们生命中的恩典。
Let your spirit teach us today, Lord, and bring glory to your name.
又让你的灵来教导我们，让把荣耀献给你。
May we lean in close to you and enjoy the fellowship we have because of Jesus.
让我们真是能够与你亲密因着耶稣基督能够与你相交。
We have celebrated the communion knowing that you paid for all of our sins.
我们领了圣餐，我们记得就是你已经为我们赦免我们所有的罪。
We are forever grateful, and so we give you thanks.
我们充满了感恩，我们谢谢你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
The authority we have, I just want to encourage the church today with the authority that we have in Christ.
我们现在提醒大家，我们要尊重这个基督的这个权柄。
The Gospel of Luke is different than the other Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and John.
这路加福音和另外三本福音书都不一样。
Well, let's look at the first four verses.
让我们先来看这开始的四节。
He says, Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile an account of the things accomplished among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word, it seems fitting for me as well, having investigated everything carefully from the beginning, to write it out for you in consecutive order, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the exact truth.About the things you've been taught.
一到四节啊，提阿非罗大人啊，有好些人起笔作书，述说在我们中间所成就的事，是照传道的人从起初亲眼看见，又传给我们的。这些事我既从头都详细考察了，就定义要按照次序写给你，使你知道所学之道都是确实的。
Luke says that he was very well aware of the things that were shared.
这路加他说他是对他说他要讲这些事情是非常清楚的。
These were things that happened among them, so he and those, the people he's writing to.
因为这是他们亲身发生在他们中间的事情。
And then there were other things that were handed down from other disciples.
还有一些事情是从其他的门徒那里传下来的。
Furthermore, they were eyewitnesses.And servants of the word themselves.
他们也亲眼目睹了这个神所行的一切。
He then investigated everything from the very start and drew some conclusions.
他详细考察这些事情，然后把它写下来。
He then finally wrote it out in consecutive order, and that's what's different than the other gospels.
所以他是按照次序写下来的，这个跟其他几本福音书不太一样。
He wanted them to be certain that the things that they had been taught were very accurate.
他要就是让大家知道他所写的这一切都是非常精确的记录。
So today we're dealing with Zacharias and Elizabeth.
今天我们要来讲撒加利亚和伊丽莎伯。
It's hard for us to understand this, but nothing had been happening, and then all of a sudden, John the Baptist and Jesus and everything happens.
开始好像什么事都没有发生，然后突然这个施洗约翰和耶稣就来了。
The people had been living in a great darkness with very little light from God.
在那个之前，人们生活在黑暗中，和神没有什么关系。
The people of Israel had been oppressed by the Romans who lived among them.
以色列人受罗马人的压迫。
Their only hope was that some political leader, military leader would grow up among them.
他们的希望就是有一些有一种力量，军事力量能够起来，来解救他们。
Their hope was only in what they knew and what they could see.
他们的盼望只是建立在他们自己所能看到的那些事情上。
They had no idea what God was about to do.
他们对神的计划一无所知。
And God was going to use a great sign with the person of Zacharias.
但是神要给他们一个预兆，一个异象。
I guess the sign was with he and Elizabeth and then their son John the Baptist.
这个就是异象，就是关于这个伊丽莎伯、撒加利亚和这个施洗约翰。
So to understand, he had been, Zacharias had been a priest.Among the priests living there in the Judean hills.
所以那个撒加利亚是那里当时那里的一位祭司。
He was a priest, and his wife Elizabeth were both from priestly descent families.
他是个祭司，他的太太伊丽莎伯也是祭司家族出来的。
And it was a wonderful thing in those days for Israeli women or Hebrew women to have a son or a child.
对于这些祭司来说，当时如果他们有个孩子的话，那是一件非常荣耀的事情。
And it was considered a disgrace to not have a child.
如果没有啊，没有孩子的话，那是一件非常羞耻的事情。
Well, it says that Elizabeth was barren and had no child.
但是伊丽莎伯啊，不能生育啊，她没有孩子。
And then it says they were both advanced in years.
而且他们都已经年纪老迈。
The fifth graders that I teach in a school, they're not so kind with their words.
我教那些五年级学生，他们那个说话不那么客气。
When we've been running around outside and I'm dying of breath, they say, "Oh, you're old."
我们在外面跑的时候，我那个跑得气喘吁吁，他说，哎呀，你太老了。
This term advanced in years meant someone who was at least, who had seen at least 60 seasons of snow.
这些所谓年迈的人，他们至少已经见过60年的这个风雪。
I think that's a very nice way of saying it.
只是一个比较客气的说法。
And I resemble that remark. I'm 60, so I'm good to go.
我也是60岁了。
Let's continue. It says Zechariah had been chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense.
照祭司的规矩，撒加利亚呢进这个住殿去烧香。
The priests that worked in the temple area numbered about 18,000 at that time.
那个时候在那里服侍的祭司大概有18,000个祭司在那一带服侍。
And there's many, many, many functions on the temple area.
在那个圣殿里面有很多不同的这个职责。
And most of the duties were small but very important.
有些是好像是很小的事情，但是也是非常重要。
So he had been selected by lot to do this service.
所以他抽签抽中了，所以他可以去做这个侍奉。
He and his wife Elizabeth had been totally dedicated to God their whole lives together.
他和他的太太伊丽莎伯的一辈子都完全把自己奉献给神。
And the word says that they had been praying for a son for many years, but they probably had stopped at some point.
他们一直那么多年一直在为自己有个孩子在祷告，但是一直没有结果，也许他已经停止祷告了那个时候。
Probably after about 50 years of snow.
大概有风风雨雨过了50年，大概就没有信心，就不再祷告了。
That's just my guess.
这只是我的猜想而已。
But they sought the Lord with their whole heart and lived totally devoted to the Lord.
但完全他们都认识神，完全他们所有的生活都按照主的这个教导来做。
It says that Zechariah entered the temple when he was supposed to.
所以撒加利亚就根据规定，他就进了那个圣殿去烧香。
And I would like to give you an idea. The building would have been about the size of our sanctuary.
当时那个建筑物大概就跟我们这个会堂差不多大。
And in a moment, I'll show you some artist drawings, but they're not accurate.
马上会给你看一些他们那个圣殿的照片，不是照片，是这个艺术家画出来的。
They're simply what people believe based on what they know.
这是他们人们根据他们所知道的应该是什么样子把它画出来。
So about two-thirds of the room was called the holy place.
大概有三分之二的这个地方叫做圣所。
And then there was the veil of the temple and the holy of holies inside.
然后那里有个幔子的后面呢是至圣所。
Zechariah was not going inside the Holy of Holies. That was only one time a year.
撒加利亚一般不会进到那个至圣所去，因为只有一年一次才能进那个至圣所。
And so Zechariah's job was to go inside with two other priests and clear off the incense altar, put new coals there, and then he would distribute the incense.
所以撒加利亚他的任务就是说和两个祭司一起进去把那个香坛那个香拿来分给各位。
I'll explain a little bit more. Yep. Zechariah's name literally means Yahweh remembers, or God remembers.
所以这个撒迦利亚的名字意思就是说是耶和华纪念我。
The scriptures say that he faithfully prayed to the Lord, and God heard his prayers. God remembered.
圣经记载说他真是非常怀着信心来向神祷告，神也听到了他的祷告。
He picked him for this very moment, for this very event.
这个事情在这个时候发生是非常精确的选择的。
Because of what he was going to do with his son John.
因为这是跟他的这个儿子这个约翰有关系。
So he was chosen by lot to burn incense, and this was a once in a lifetime opportunity.
所以他进去到圣所去烧香，这是这个一生都难得的一个机会。
Those 18,000 priests served twice during each year, but this was a one-time thing.
那个18,000名的祭司，他们每年侍奉两次，但是进至圣所只是一年就一次。
So he approached the altar of incense in the holy place.
所以他进去到了那个香坛的边上。
And those incense burning over the coals created a sweet aroma.
那些香在香坛里的香有一股香气升上来。
So as he would do that, that incense burning represented, it was a sign or a symbol of the prayers of the people of Israel going up before God.
这个从香坛里面出来的香气往上上升的香气是代表以色列人向神的向上的祷告。
And if you can imagine that the curtain there, that is like the veil of the temple.
你就想象一下，我们这里这个链就是那个幔子这里。
The altar of incense was right in front of it.
那个香坛就在这个里面。
So as the incense were burned, the fragrance would go up into that veil.
所以当里面香在烧的时候，那个香气就从这个幔子里面就漫出来。
The symbolism of our prayers before Holy God that's so strong there that the fragrance would go through the veil, but Holy God could not be in the same presence as unholy man.
从祷告时候里面，我们祷告的香气可以从幔子里面漫出来，我们可以闻到那个香气，但是我们自己并不能同时在里面跟神一起在一起。
As I studied this, I couldn't get over the fact that God is always leaning towards us, trying to connect with us and have us experience His love.
当我读这些，真是感到神时时刻刻都想与我们亲近，都想。
He uses these little symbols to show us, I'm here, I love you, I care about you.
他用各种这样的记号来告诉我们他对我们的爱。
And for Zacharias and Elizabeth, God remembered.
耶稣神也纪念撒加利亚和伊丽莎伯。
When they had heard about the message about the Christ, the Lord's anointed, they believed him.
他听到这个信息的时候，他们就相信。
This is not the same message we know of Jesus Christ.
那个时候他们所听到的信息跟我们现在听到关于耶稣的信息还不一样。
They had no idea that God was going to use John, their son John, to usher in Jesus.
他们根本不知道他们的孩子，将来他们的约瑟和约翰，他们的孩子是要做耶稣的先行者。
But they just love to be in God's presence, faithfully doing God's work.
他们只是愿意在与神同在，忠心的侍奉神。
So like so many of you, they faithfully just do God's work.
像你们人很多一样，你们都是照着神的话来行事。
And you show up, and you pray, and you share, and you care, and you love others.
你们都来一起来祷告，一起来关怀，一起彼此相爱。
Again, Elizabeth and Zacharias had no idea what was about to happen.
所以撒迦利亚和伊丽莎白根本不知道下面要发生什么。
It's almost like he got up and went to work that day, and his lot was picked.
他就是这样平时一样去工作，但是他就抽签抽到了。
He must have been very excited about that and a little bit fearful.
他已经非常兴奋，同时又非常紧张。
Because you don't want to mess up the incense.
因为你不想啊，在那个香炉那里那个把事情搞糟了。
I'm sure he reviewed the procedure with some of the other priests.
我想他一定和其他的祭司一起把整个程序非常仔细的又过了一遍。
Then he was able to select two friends or relatives to join him.
然后他就选了两个人和他一同进去。
And they would then go in and perform this duty, which I'll show you in just a second.
然后他们就进去啊，来做这个仪式。
Let's look at the scripture again. And an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing to the right of the altar of incense. Zacharias was troubled when he saw the angel, and fear gripped him.
有主的使者站在香坛的右边向他显现，撒加利亚看见就惊慌害怕。
So outside the temple, they had just sacrificed the burnt offering for the day. Now, Zacharias and his two companions come inside. One cleans off the altar of incense, the old coals, and removes them. The new stirs the coals and prepares, and then the two of them would do their work, then they would bow, pray, and leave.
这个时候人家在外面人呢就在献燔祭，他们在里面，他们一个人要把原来那个香把它清理掉，然后又把新的这个炭放上去，然后点燃，然后在那里祷告。
At that point, Zacharias was alone before the altar, before the veil.
在那个时候撒加利亚他自己一个人在那个幔子那里。
He had the censer, which was like a bowl hung from chains.
他有个东西，一个碗，从绳子上掉下了一个碗。
And he would then wave that over and create the aroma before the Lord.
他把那个摇动以后，就把那个香气把它弄出来。
That's when the angel showed up.
就在这个时候，天使出现了。
That's not supposed to happen.
他根本不知道会出现这样的事情。
It would be like you're sitting there in church and all of a sudden an angel shows up right next to you, right next to your seat.
就像你现在你大家坐在这儿，突然一个天使站在你们的面前。
And you're like, welcome, but what?
你们说哦，天使要，但是你一定会有一些大惊失措。
I wanted to hear you say, "Ah!"
Yeah.
There you go. I knew you had it in you.
Yeah.
In any case, this is not a funny thing. This was so dramatic and unexpected.
这不是什么好玩的事情，而且是一个非常令人完全意料不到的一个事情。
This was not in the plan.
根本不是我们计划中的事情。
Matter of fact, this had never happened to anyone before.
这样的事情在以前从来没有任何人那里都没有发生过。
This is a comparison between Solomon's old temple and the new temple that was built by under King Herod.
这里你要比较一下，左边这个是所罗门那时候建的圣殿，右面这个是这个希律那个时代的那个圣殿。
And while the little model on the left is a model of Solomon's temple, that temple had been destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar.
左面那个所罗门那个圣殿已经被那个尼布加尼撒给摧毁了。
And then under Ezra Nehemiah, they rebuilt the temple and the wall.
然后在那个尼希米他们又把重新建这个圣殿。
So there are very few artist renditions of what the temple looked like rebuilt before it became the great temple of Herod's temple.
所以没有什么艺术品非常描述当时那个已经被毁掉的那个圣殿是什么样子。
But the rooms were still very similar.
但是整个一个结构还是非常相似的。
Before any of the temples were ever built, the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies was carried in a tent, a tabernacle.
在这个有圣殿之前呢，这个约柜是放在一个一个
like a tent.
Yeah, that's what the 帐幕 神的帐幕
Okay. And to the right is the considered the the Holy of Holies would be to the left and Zechariah would be to the right.
左边这个是至圣所，这边是圣所，那个撒加利亚就在这边。
And that's the Holy of Holies is inside. He did not go inside there.
他没有进到至圣所里面。
This is the veil of the temple.
这个是那个幔子，至圣所那个幔子。
And in Herod's temple, it was this gigantic thing.
所以在希律王时代那个圣殿，这是一个很大的一个殿。
That was the what the altar of incense looked like.
那个就是香坛。
And this is where Zechariah would have been standing. It would have looked something similar to this drawing. So you can see they are pulling away the old coals and stirring in, and then the new thing is prepared. So this angel Gabriel appears at the right side of this thing.
然后这个加百列这个天使就突然在这个地方出现了。The
other two men had already left.
其他两个人已经走了，已经离开了。And
this angel appears to Zechariah.
那么这个天使就出现在撒加利亚的面前。Again,
these are artist pictures.
这个只是一个艺术品，来画出来的。
Maybe I can have some of my students create some more pictures for me.
也许我的学生可以画这个更好的这些画。
Let's go back to the scripture. But the angel said to him, Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth.
天使对他说：“撒加利亚，不要害怕，因为你的妻子以利沙伯要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫约翰。你必喜欢快乐，有许多人因他出世，也必喜乐。”
The fact that the angel Gabriel is even there is must have been so surprising to Zechariah.
这个天使在那里出现，这个已经对这个。
And then he says, you're going to have a son. And that surprised him even more.
那么加百列说的你会有个儿子，这是更惊喜的事情。
And knowing that Yohanan, John means God is gracious, or the Lord is gracious.
那个名字约翰，其实是神是充满恩典的。
I think Zechariah was fine with any name God gave him.
我想撒加利亚那时候神不管给他取什么名字，他都没关系。
Then the angel goes on and says, For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will drink no wine or liquor, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the sons of Israel back to the Lord their God.
然后加百列还对他说，他就指这个约翰，他是儿子的，他在主面前将要为大。 淡酒浓酒都不喝，从母腹里就被圣灵充满了。他要使许多以色列人回转，归于他们的神。Notice
it says he will be filled with the Holy Spirit from the time before he was born.
你知道，约翰就是在出生之前，在母腹里就已经被圣灵充满。In
the Old Testament, the Spirit of the Lord came upon people and strengthened them.
在那时候神的灵降下来给我们力量。
This is a total change and it's what we experience today ourselves.
这是新的事情，这是我们当今也能够经历到的。
God filled John with the Spirit while yet in his womb, in the mother's womb.
在母腹的时候，神就让约翰圣灵充满。
For Christians, upon believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are filled with the Spirit.
我们基督徒也是在相信神那一刻，我们也被圣灵充满。So
God was doing a new thing here.
所以神在行一件新事。这里。The
scripture continues, and it is he who will go as a forerunner before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the disobedient to the attitude of the righteous, so as to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
但是他必有以利亚的心智能力行在主的前面，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转向义人的智慧，又为主预备何用的百姓。
Then Zechariah says, How will I know this for certain? For I'm an old man, and my wife is advanced in years.
那么撒加利亚对天使说，我凭什么可知道这事呢？我已经老了，我的妻子也年纪老迈了。
He doesn't mention how many snows she saw.
没有讲这个有多少年的风雨。
He's a godly man.
他是个非常敬虔的人。
The angel answered and said to him, I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you shall be silent and unable to speak until the day when these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their proper time.
天使回答说，我是站在神面前的加百列，奉差而来，对你说话，将这好消息报给你。到了时候，这话必然应验，只因你不信，你必哑巴，不能说话，直到这是成就的日子。
The people were waiting for Zacharias and were wondering at his delay in the temple. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple, and he kept making signs to them and remained mute.
百姓等候撒加利亚，诧异他许久在殿里，及至他出来，不能和他们说话。他们知道他在殿里见了异象，因为他直向他们打手势，竟成了哑巴。
So you can imagine if this were the temple, the doors would be way in the back there, and he went in, one came out, a second came out, he offered the prayer and incense, and then he was supposed to come out and make a benediction.
这个应该就想象这是个圣殿，有那个百姓等在外面，然后一个人出来了，另外一个人出来了，最后撒加利亚出来，应该是出来跟他们祝福的。
But he didn't come out right away.
但他没有马上就出来。
When he finally did come out, instead of saying a benediction, he started moving his hands.
当最后出来的时候，他没有说这个祝福，而是只是在打手势。
I think you should all try to act this out at home after lunch.
你们把这个演回家这个吃过中午饭以后，把这个演一遍，打一下这个手势。
How would you portray that an angel appeared to you and said what they said?
你怎么样通过手势来告诉人家说这个天使怎么样出现，怎么对你说了什么话？
And it's like charades, and you're moving your hands, and people are going, "What?"
你这个手舞足蹈，可人家说你在干什么
？And Elizabeth didn't understand at all what had happened.
伊丽莎伯更是不知道到底发生了什么事情。
But 9 months later, she had a baby.
但是九个月以后，她就怀孕了。
So Zacharias must have communicated to her.Something, and she just trusted and believed the Lord.
所以这个九个月里面，可能这个撒加利亚整天跟他打手势，想把这个信息告诉他哈。但是他以利沙伯还是相信了，好像听懂了。
It says when his days of his priestly service were ended, he went back home, and after these days, Elizabeth, his wife, became pregnant, and she kept herself in seclusion for 5 months.
他供职的日子已满，就回家去了。这些日子以后。他的妻子伊丽莎伯怀了孕，就隐藏了五个月。
So it takes about a month or so to realize you're pregnant, and then she's like, "I'm pregnant," and she hid for 5 months.
所以他过了一个月，伊丽莎伯意识到自己怀孕了，但是他就躲起来，躲了五个月。
And she says, "This is the way the Lord has dealt with me in the days when He looked with favor upon me." To take away my disgrace among men.
他说：“主在眷顾我的日子这样看待我，要把我在人间的羞耻除掉。”
I want us to end with these thoughts in mind. First, believers take the Lord at His word.
我们想最后想思想这个几点，就是说一个我们相信主的人要接受 主的话，把主的话真是认真的对待，真的放在心里面。
And while we respect God, we serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness day by day. That means we believe Jesus paid for our sins, so we can do that.
啊，我们知道，主已经为我们付上了代价，所以我们今天的侍奉他，在他面前就没有恐惧，可以用圣洁和公义来每天的侍奉他。
And finally, make ready the way of the Lord. Make a path for Him. Let people see the Lord through your life.
啊，所以为主预备道路，真是让人们都能够来看见、认识主。
And how do we do that? Well,
我们怎么做呢？
We take the Lord at His word. We seek Him with prayers.
啊，所以我们要相信主的话，要能够要来用祷告向他寻求。
Read the Bible out loud in your family.
啊，在家里你可以大声的朗读圣经。
And when you hear a verse that really just hits home, write it down.
啊，如果有一节圣经特别感动你的话，把它写下来。
Meditate on throughout the day.
啊，每天来静默的来。来静思考这节圣经，整天都在思考。
Take a picture with your phone. That's what I do. I take pictures of scriptures I love, and I keep them all day and look at them.
啊，我每次看到一节能感动我的圣经，我就把它拍照，对吧？照下来，然后就一天都在看。
And finally, walk in integrity by His Spirit and trust the Lord.
啊，所以要然后用真的在神面前用诚信来与他同行。尊重他的权柄。
And the final thought is this: we sing the song "Away in a Manger." I'm not going to sing for you because I can't.
最后我们想了首歌，在那个马槽里面，马槽歌。
You can sing it. Yeah. But just think of this: it's not a way in a manger; it's the way in a manger.
这是这个，我们这个不是说离开这个马槽，是指的这个。在马槽里面，这个英语是个双关语，这个 away 就是说，在那嘛，这是神的道，这个 away 就是在这个马槽里的这个神的这个道。
You had to create the play on words, didn't you, in the translation? I figured that.
这个双关语，这个很难翻译。
Right. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you. You do the miraculous.
天父，我们感谢你，真是你是行神迹的神。
Father, we thank you. You do this all because you love us.
我们感谢你，你所做这一切都是因为爱我们。
Please strengthen us so we can take this good news to everyone around us.
给我们力量，让我们这个好消息能够传给周围的人。
And as we go, we will give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上我们的感谢祷告奉耶稣的名。阿门。 来每天的侍奉他。
And finally, make ready the way of the Lord. Make a path for Him. Let people see the Lord through your life.
啊，所以为主预备道路，真是让人们都能够来看见、认识主。
And how do we do that? Well,
啊，我们怎么做呢？
We take the Lord at His word. We seek Him with prayers.
啊，所以我们要相信主的话，要能够要来用祷告向他寻求。
Read the Bible out loud in your family.
啊，在家里你可以大声的朗读圣经。
And when you hear a verse that really just hits home, write it down.
啊，如果有一节圣经特别感动你的话，把它写下来。
Meditate it on throughout the day.
啊，每天要静默的来静思考这节圣经，整天都在思考。
Take a picture with your phone. That's what I do. I take pictures of scriptures I love, and I keep them all day and look at them.
啊，我每次看到一节能感动我的圣经，我就把它拍照，对吧？照下来，然后就一天都在看。
And finally, walk in integrity by His Spirit and trust the Lord.
啊，所以要然后用真的在神面前用诚信来与他同行。尊重他的权柄。
And the final thought is this: we sing the song "Away in a Manger." I'm not going to sing for you because I can't.
啊，最后我们想了首歌，在那个马槽里面，马槽歌。
You can sing it. Yeah. But just think of this: it's not a way in a manger; it's the way in a manger.
啊，这是这个，我们这个不是说离开这个马槽，是指的这个。在马槽里面，这个英语是个双关语，这个 away 就是说，在那嘛，这是神的道，这个 away 就是在这个马槽里的这个神的这个道。
You had to create the play on words, didn't you, in the translation? I figured that.
这个双关语，这个很难翻译。
Right. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you. You do the miraculous.
天父，我感谢你，真是你是行神迹的神。
Father, we thank you. You do this all because you love us.
我们感谢你，你所做这一切都是因为爱我们。
Please strengthen us so we can take this good news to everyone around us.
给我们力量，让我们这个好消息能够传给周围的人。
And as we go, we'll give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上我们的感谢，祷告奉耶稣的名，阿门。